NBC News Radio, I'm Michael Kastner. The economy is adding fewer jobs than expected. The number for November came in at 210,000. The unemployment rate fell to 4.2%. President Biden has laid out his plans for fighting COVID-19 over the winter. The Biden administration said yesterday it will require private health insurers to reimburse their customers for over-the-counter COVID-19 tests and will make 50 million tests available for free. The winter plan also includes new travel restrictions that require inbound international passengers to be tested for COVID-19 within one day of departure. A government shutdown has been averted thanks to a new funding bill. The Senate voted 69-28 to approve the stopgap measure passed by the House yesterday. Lawmakers were facing a midnight deadline to avoid a shutdown. It's early December, and Congress still has a laundry list of things that were supposed to be done by the end of the year. Mike Bauer reports.
And Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is sounding alarms about the U.S. debt limit.
America must pay its bills on time and in full. If we do not, we will eviscerate our current recovery.
She says the nation may reach its limit in less than 2 weeks. The defense authorization bill, passed every year for the past six decades, is unfinished, and Congress hasn't adopted any of the 12 annual appropriations bills. And it's already been 2 weeks since the House passed the $1.7 trillion Build Back Better Act, and so far, not much has occurred in the Senate. With 1 week to go, where both the House and Senate will be in session together before the end of the year, this is a miserable record, and lawmakers know it.
Oakland County, Michigan prosecutor Karen McDonald says this week's deadly Oxford High School shooting was preventable. She plans to release more information today.
It's just not enough to charge this shooter.
McDonald is also likely to announce charges against one or both of 15-year-old Ethan Crumley's parents, as his father legally bought the weapon used in the shooting on Black Friday. The teen is facing charges as an adult for allegedly killing four students and injuring seven other people. Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.